Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So let's talk a little Alex Smith, a little Redskins football. Let's welcome aboard right now Craig Hoffman, Redskins beat reporter for 106.7 The Fan. Hey, Craig, Mark Melusis, Andrew Bogus with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Craig. And certainly the news, and how could you not feel for Alex Smith and everything that he's going through right now?
Yeah, it's really scary, frankly. The more you learn, the more that's reported, the more that detail that kind of comes out of what he's going through right now. The exact details aren't public as far as I've seen, unless something broke overnight that I haven't seen.
It did not.
From all the reporting that was yesterday, it's terrifying because you're not just talking about, someone coming back next season. You're talking about someone coming back at all, or maybe even some more complex complications here. This is a human story more than it is a football story, but there's obviously football implications as well.
Yeah. And it almost feels insensitive to ask this question, Craig, but it almost, reading yesterday and if things are worst case scenario, it's almost as if Washington needs to go into this offseason planning for Alex Smith to not be back as their quarterback and figure out a new long-term plan there.
Yeah, which is horrifically ironic because the whole reason he's here is because they needed a long-term solution at quarterback after 3 years of short-term Kirk Cousins solutions, year after year of the franchise tag. All they ever wanted was some kind of stability of the position. They finally get it with Alex. It doesn't really go as they plan, but it's like, okay, you know what? He's taking the first year to learn the system. He's not playing that well, but he's getting progressively better, and then this happens, which, again, the human side of it is far more important. But now, again, this is a franchise that is looking for long-term stability at the quarterback position, and now they have to do it with Alex's contract probably on the books. Even if he were to retire, they still have to pay pretty much all of the guaranteed money, from what I understand.
Yeah, $71 million, right?
Yeah, there might be some insurance type of things that come in and give them some cap relief, but they're at the very least for next year, assuming they don't know his long-term prognosis, they're going to have $23.5 million invested in the quarterback position next year between Alex and Colt McCoy, who they signed to an extension in the preseason. So they'll have Colt, which is good. His injury is he's going to be healthy for the offseason. But that obviously is not your long-term solution. You need to find someone else, and you're going to have to do it almost certainly in the draft because you are looking at so much money already invested in the position.
You know, Craig, I'm curious, when Jay Gruden comes out and says that they expect Smith to make a full recovery in 6 to 8 months, did he know? I might be asking a question you don't know the answer to. If you don't, no big deal. But is the latest health issue, is this something that came up in the last couple of days? Or when Jay Gruden made that statement, is that Jay Gruden just trying to be positive?
Yeah, it's I don't know, to be honest. We haven't – they've been very, very private about this. And Alex would like to be very – and his family would like to be very, very private about this. So – I can tell you that Alex's side of things, Alex's camp, is not exactly thrilled that any of this is out, but there's the obvious reason. And it's hard, again, because you know, all of us have so much respect for Alex as a guy. He's a pro's pro, all that kind of stuff, and just one of the best men in the NFL. So you want to respect his privacy, but we also have jobs to do. And as reporters, it's trying to find that balance of, okay, you hear this. Is this something that you have on firm enough ground that you feel comfortable reporting? And is it something that's actually relevant, or are you just being invasive? And along those lines, getting details has been very hard. The best timeline I can guess, and again, this is a guess to put together, is he had an initial surgery that went successfully, and then sometime either a second surgery or something else happened. The infection, the complication happened later.
Gotcha.
So I think initially there was a successful surgery, and then very soon after, you started to hear rumblings like something's not right here. and the timeline starts to get pushed back a little bit. And then obviously we start to learn more and more, and now there is serious concern about what he's going through.
Craig, let's switch to Reuben Foster. His ex-girlfriend spoke to GMA yesterday, and certainly to me, just made the franchise decision to pluck Reuben off of waivers look that much worse. I just don't know. Do they care at this point, or are they still, behind their decision to take this gamble on him that he can get everything together and be on the field next year and somehow be helpful to them?
Yeah, frankly, I don't think they ever cared.
Right.
I think that they made a – and again, as a reporter, I don't feel like it's my job to say whether this is right or wrong. This is just simply what the facts are, and people can judge, based off their morals and values and whatever else, whether it's right or wrong. But they, I think, made a decision early on with whatever information they were able to gather and how they went about going to get that information. We still don't know. Bruce Allen has not answered any questions. Doug Williams is the only person who has talked from that front office, and that was through Lisa Salter, through the interview he did on radio and then had to apologize for. Bruce Allen in a interview with Lisa Salters and then again with Good Morning America basically said, we did our own investigation and they are comfortable with whatever they found. That investigation did not include talking to the alleged victim. It did not include talking to Tampa police. They had not heard her side. They had heard Reuben's side and whatever other supporting information is on that side. And that was good enough for them. They, I think, also made the calculated risk that we're willing to take whatever PR hit comes after this because we think he's going to be cleared and we need linebackers because they need linebackers. And that obviously 30 other teams were not willing to make that risk. That is something that the Redskins decided to do. And I also think they severely underestimated the PR that it was going to generate and the eyes that it was going to generate, and in part because they didn't anticipate Doug Williams going on the radio and making insensitive comments he would have to apologize for. They probably didn't anticipate Reuben Foster's accuser going on the week after this story initially broke and going on national television. So the story has stayed in the news a lot longer. And by the way, the Kareem Hunt story compounds that.
Yeah.
So it winds up being in the news a lot longer, I think, than this team initially planned on.
Craig, do you envision, with what we know now, do you think Reuben Foster suits up and plays for the Redskins?
I don't feel comfortable answering that question only because I don't – like, it's going to depend on the legal charges, and I think that would put me in a position to have to say, like, either he's guilty or not.
Fair.
And I don't know that. So I will answer it this way. If he's cleared of legal charges –
he's going to suit up and play.
I think he's going to suit up and play. If not, then I think not. And by the way, I think he could be cleared of legal charges and still suspended by the NFL a la Zeke Elliott, and they'd be like, oh, well, that's six games. We'll still take it. We don't care about that. When he comes back, we'll deal with it. I think that's kind of where this team is.
You know, Craig, the quarterback scenario, the Redskins are now with Mark Sanchez, but there were, Gruden addressed it in terms of Colin Kaepernick. How serious did the Redskins, from your understanding, debate about the possibility of bringing Kaepernick aboard as quarterback?
Not very seriously in terms of – I don't think it was ever going to get out of the football part of the organization. Like, Jay and the scouts may have discussed it. I think when it ultimately got to ownership level, it would have been vetoed, if I'm being completely honest, knowing the owner of this particular franchise and the way he thinks, politically speaking. And – in terms of the actual football side of it, I think it probably was dismissed rather quickly. I think his name probably came up and said, hey, this is a wild card type of player in terms of his skill set, elite runner when we last saw him. And especially, obviously, you think back to his best days, the 180 yards against Green Bay in the playoffs. Is that something we want? Ultimately, they decide no because they claim they would have had to change too much of their playbook. The validity of those claims, I think, have been heavily debated. I wrote a piece on it for our site. I think there is a very strict language barrier here, and everyone likes to point to the simple, oh, well, he took over for Alex Smith once, and that seemed to work out well. Yes, in a very different offense. Also, did you see Alex Smith play in this offense? It wasn't exactly pretty. So the learning curve in terms of language would have been extraordinarily steep. However, the concepts and things he had run before, it's just learning them And they thought that Sanchez, with some of the familiarity that he had with Matt Kavanaugh, who was his OC in New York, and Kevin O'Connell, who was his backup in New York, who are now the OC and quarterback's coach respectively here, was going to be a much smoother transition.
Craig, on a much lighter note, I pull up your Twitter bio and it says personal trainer.
Yes.
Is there anything you could suggest for two radio hosts in need of like exercise in the 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern window, like while we're in a dark, cold studio? Anything we could do to maybe burn some calories?
I told my wife this last night, Craig. I'm going to go post-holidays because starting anything kind of life change now, Craig, probably isn't the smartest thing with the holidays upon us. But what's the biggest key from your perspective?
The biggest key is to try to create healthy habits. It is to be fit instead of do fitness, if that makes sense. You have to think of it as this is something that I'm going to do continuously. And one of the phrases that we use, we borrow from Exos, which you might have heard of in the athletic world. A lot of guys train there, but they also train like regular folks. They're based out in Phoenix. Is that they like to say, create habits that require no extra effort. So try to find things you can do that doesn't really require a whole lot of life change, and one step at a time.
Craig, have you worked out already this morning?
I have not. I have barely gotten out of bed this morning.
Wait, so just a follow-up. Should I or should I not get a bacon, egg, and cheese on the way home today?
I mean, if it makes you feel good, yeah, just go for it. There's a great chance I have a bacon, egg, and cheese today. And especially you guys up in New York, the bacon, egg, and cheese you can get there compared to what I got to deal with here is different game.
Yeah.
But you can still enjoy yourself because if it's torturous, like, no one's ever going to be successful with it.
Craig, do you eat clean 6 days a week?
I eat generally clean except for when I don't feel like it. Like 80-20 rule. 80% good, 20%. Whatever I feel like. That's like
so
bacon.
So much better
and
the other way.
And cheese.
Oh, there you
20,
go.
20-80 is much better.
Craig, we got to get you on a sponsored spot each and every week to give us a health update, all right?
Done. I can do that. This is within my skill set and I get money. Sign me up.
Craig Hoffman, 106.7, covers the Redskins. Hey, Craig, we appreciate it, brother. Thanks for the chat this morning. Have yourself a good Friday, a great weekend, all right?
Thanks, guys. Hopefully, talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.